Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilui Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
Bava Metzia Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara brings a member of Rabbi Yosi Bar Menyumi Amram Nachbin. Amru Loi, Tzei Tein Loi, if Bezid Paskin Zapsak to Tobot Chayiv, and they say Tzei Tein Loi, go pay up. But Amar Parati, and afterwards he says, Rashi says the Acher's man. Afterwards, he says Parati, I paid up already. He's Neman. He's Neman to say he paid. But Malva Lichto, if the Malva wants Bezit to write him up a star in case of an Eisnoi, since he's Neman to say Parati, so we can't write him up a star. Maybe he already paid up. But Sheikin, if Bezit didn't tell him to say Tainoi, Bezit only told him Chayiv Atalitinoi. They didn't say to go pay. They just told him that you're Chayiv to pay. But Parati ain't a Neman. It's not a Psakdin Gomer. So therefore, the Derech of people is. The derech of people is that they don't pay up until they know for sure that they're going to pay. They don't pay up. Rashi shita is ein enemeli shava elo shekeneged nishba v'daita. Rashi is a big chiddush. Rashi says that the halacha over here is not that you nemon to take without anything, even though he's not nemon to say parati. The teveya that wants to be noitel the moment has to make a shvua to noitlin. So again, exactly what the makar of the shvua is. Where's Rashi's makar to say that there's a shvua over here? And Rashi is mazid that the reason is ain't darker the mile of Froya achi yivsku didoi psakom. But like upon him, when we don't have this svara, when there's a svara, when there is a psakim gomer, or the next abayir holds of zvid b'shvei of nachman omar that doesn't make a difference what the psakim was beit say tainloi ben chayvat litonloi b'am parati. Now when he holds, he always remember to say parati. He doesn't hold to this svara that ain't darker shodam the mile of Froya, and therefore he holds, he always remember to say parati. So it's before in the Gemara that when Bezit Paskin, the Tzobat Chayiv, the Halacha is, he's never to say Parati. The Rishayim, the Rajbo, the Ran, they bring down a Kasha from the Rif. The Rif, in Daf Yudam and Aleph, the Dafya Rif, the Rif asks a Kasha from a Sugya earlier. The Sugya earlier on Daf Tesbova and Aleph is before, that when there's a, when someone makes Hamad Bedin, someone Bezit Paskins, that Tzobat Chayiv to pay, the Gemara's over there talking about a case of Gzelor, someone stole a Sada and ate the Peiris. So the Gemara is before, well, your Amad Bedin, the halacha is, you could be given from Lakuchas. It has a din like a star. It has a coil, and therefore you could be given from Lakuchas. So ask the Rif, the Lachayr, to steer to Arasugi. Arasugi is before that you could say Parati. And over there it seems like that the din of Amad Bedin has a din of a star, and therefore Lachayr is before over there that you can't say Parati. So the Rif answers that the difference is that over here we're talking about a case where he's a Tzos Dida. Where he's someone that listens to Din, we know that he listens to what Bezit says. Mashek in the Sugi over there is talking about someone that's loyt sauced, you know, someone that doesn't listen to the Din, and that's why over there, the halacha is that you wouldn't be nemet to say Parati. And the Rishayim break down from the Beinu Chananel or Beinu Ephraim at different teretz. The Inu Chanami, Avada, you always nemet to say Parati, even after Psak Din, there's not a reason why you can't say Parati. The Sugi on Daf Tezvav is talking about that you made a star, that Bezit went ahead and made a star, and even though the person didn't do it, the person didn't go ahead and make the star, the Mitzchayev didn't make the star, Aval Pikin Bezdin has a right to make a star, Shleya Pidatz Mitzchayev, that's the Chiddush of the Sugya over there, and that's the reason why over there, it's before that you can't say Parati. Mashaykin in Eretz Sugya, it's talking about where Bezdin didn't yet write a star, like it's before in the Lashon HaSugya, Ba'amal V'lichtev, Ein Kais V'Naisin Loi. And over there, it's talking about you didn't write a star, and therefore since you didn't write a star, Bezdin didn't go ahead and write a star, so therefore, the halacha is you never to say Parati. Now the Rajva and the Ran themselves, they say a different teretz. They say that the whole kasha is lechayr not shver. Eretz Sugya over here is talking about tainis parati. Lagabi tainis parati, it's poshut. There's no reason why you shouldn't be nemon. The whole reason why by a shtar you're not nemon to say parati is because shtar chavi alcha my boy. Over here we don't have that svar. There was just hamad bedin. Why shouldn't the person be nemon to say parati? Masha'egin the Sugya on daptes vavam and aleph. Over there we're not handling lagabi the noisa from parati. Over there we're giving it a din shtar lagabi that there's a koil yoitza that you could be going from lakuchas. So Lagabi that it can have a din shtar. Amad b'din has a koil and it has a din, just like a shtar has a koil, and therefore you can be gave from the kuches. Masha'ikin and Arasugi says the Rishayim, says the Rajb and the Ran. Over here we're talking about if you're nemet to say parati. There's no reason b'chlal why you shouldn't be nemet to say parati, even if we say that there's a, it's like a shtar, Lagabi a koil. But afal pikin, you're nemet to say parati. Because the whole reason why shtar, we're not nemet to say parati, is only because of shtar chab yoncha by boy. Rabbi Chanan and Kovitz Yurim about Basra and his Tafresh Gibel. Rabbi Chanan brings a raya from these Rishonim, from the Rif, from the Rabbeinu Chananel, from the Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Esses Kasha. They don't say the Teretz of the Rajb and the Ran. That seems that they argue and they hold that no, that the Kasha is a very strong question. And from the fact that you see that The halacha is that we have has the hamadim then has a din koil the gabi that you can be given from lekuchas. Therefore, they hold. Therefore, you shouldn't be able to say parati. And obviously, they hold that the reason why by shtar that you can't say parati is not like the Rajvan and the Ran seem to be saying over here that you can't say parati because there's a raya for the fact that I'm holding a shtar must be I didn't pay up. The hepech, the reason why you can't say parati is because someone that has a shtar has a right that you shouldn't say against the parati. There's no schus taina parati against someone that has a shtar. Not because there's a pashta raya for the fact he's holding the shtar. But that's the din of a shtar. And therefore, the Rishonim, the Rif, and the Rebbe Chananel held that if the sugya that the spoke before, that Hamad of a din gives it a din of a shtar, Lagabi, to be gay from the kuchas, it goes into the parish of Mil of a shtar. Lagabi, to be gay from the kuchas. So therefore, they held the halacha should be, shouldn't be them to say parati either. So you see from them clearly that they hold that the din why someone's not nemet to say parati by shtar is not because there's a raya of shtar chav yalch by boy. No, it's a din that calls on someone's holding a shtar by yadai. The halacha is you're not nemet to say parati, and therefore they held that who did a mother b'din should have that same halacha. So this yisoid is really famous from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says this yisoid in Chedushei Agrach al Shas in Daf Mem Aleph in Shavuos. He brings a raya from the Lashon Rambam when the Rambam brings in Parakid Aleph halacha Aleph and Ochus Milva v'Leiva when the Rambam establishes the halacha that someone can't say parati against a shtar. The Rambam says that the reason why by milv b'shtar, the halacha is that you need to pay it up with edim, and therefore you're not nemet to say parati. As Reb Chaim, we would have said it the other way. We would have said that milv b'shtar is not nemet to say parati. This is a riot. Therefore, you need to pay up with edim. Says Reb Chaim, it's mevor in the lashon Rambam. The Rambam holds it. No, it starts the other way around. There's a din that shtar you need to pay up with edim. You're not nemet to say parati against the shtar. The shtar is a din that the only way to be mevar the parati is with edim, and therefore you're not nemet to say parati. But there's no side raya from the fact that you're holding a shtar, the fact that someone's holding a shtar, that you're not nemet to say parati. And with this, Reb Chaim explains the shittas Rambam in Perak Yud Aleph over there, Aloch Gimel, that says eksav yad by eksav yad you're nemet to say parati. The question is, a lot of Rishonim argue on this, and they say no, eksav yad is the same shtar chav yalch boy. Why should it be different? Why would it be different than any other shtar? If you look at Tosfos and Ksubas Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, the Mamasal Hoitzi, Tosfos brings down from the Rif the Shitas HaRambam that you nemet to say parati. And Tosfos says, "Ein nirli." Tosfos brings from the Ein nirli Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Kiminayin loyzeh achilik. Why should we say there's any difference between Ksav Yad and every other shtar? So Tosfos seems to understand the Shitas HaRif that the whole svar of Shtar Chav Yalch Bayboy, the whole svar that a person wouldn't leave a shtar biyad teveya. It's only by a shtar that can be given from the chatzim shabadim, mashegin eksav yad. But says Reb Chaim, lafi this svarot, maybe pashat why that's the halacha. There's no the Rif and the Rambam passively hold that the svarot why you can't tie a parati on a shtar is because the din of the shtar is that you can't tie a parati. Maybe that's only by a shtar gomer. Eksav yad on a shtar gomer maybe doesn't have that din. If it's just a pashta raya, so it's very hard to understand exactly why it should be different. But if it's a din, it's very moving that to be chol, since a ksav yad is not a real shtar, so it's not a shtar be'idim, it's not a real shtar, therefore it's a big svar loymar that over there you would be nemet to say parati. And the fizel come out, the Rif is going to shitaseves. We just finished saying from Rebbe Elchanan that he brought a raya from the Rif's kasha bayos, that he holds also the svara, that he holds that the svara of shtar is because the din of the shtar stops someone from saying parati. So therefore, it would go very good that the Rif Shita is, you could tie the parati against Ksav Yad, since Ksav Yad doesn't have a din of a shtar. Reb Shmuel, in Simon Reish Lamites, and Ois Reish Lamites, over here, he says that maybe, possibly, Rabbi Chanan's raya from Rishonim's kasha, maybe it's not such a strong raya. He says, it could be that Rishonim with this is kasha, that if you could be choshish, if there's a tainus parati, after a mod of a din, like it's before an Er Gemara, so they had Shver, the Sugya and Daftes Vav. Imkin, how could you be going from Lekuchas? How could one go be going from Lekuchas? Not because they held it from the Sugya and Daftes Vav, it's Bevorish, from the fact that it's a Shtar, must be, can't say Parati. They just hold that since there is a Tzad Paroin, you could tie the Parati, so how is it possible to be going from Lekuchas? We could always be Taninan Parati for the Lekuchas. The only time you could be going from Lekuchas to Chayr is if you have a clear ride that there was no Paroin. If a Madhav did not a ride that there's no Paroin, then how could you go and be great from a kuchas? So there could be that Rishonim's kasha is a simple pashta kasha, and therefore says Reb Shmuel, there will be no raya that they hold of this whole lomdis of Reb Chaim, of the din, that the din, why you can't say parati is because of the din of the shtar. The vor, in the Rajvan Aran, from the way they answered the kasha, they understood like Reb Chanan, they didn't understand like Reb Shmuel. Fi our Shmuel didn't understand the kasha, the Rashi and the Rav didn't answer the question, or they come and they're machalik between Lagabi Koyel and Lagabi Peroin. If their kasha was directly on Peroin, then the Rashi and the Rav didn't answer the kasha, but so it's al kaponim avur from the Rashi and the Rav that they understood the kasha like Rabbi Chanan and not like Rabbi Shmuel. And the Gemara goes on. The Gemara says that Lafi Reb Zeira, Fear of Zvid, Mishmei Derem Nachman, that there's no difference between Lagabi, this Nekuda, Lagabi, the Nemonis of Parati, Lagabi, Tainis Parati, there's no difference whether you say Tain Loi or Chai Vatalitin Loi. So the Gemara says that there's a different difference between say Tain Loi and Chai Vatalitin Loi. The Gemara says it's like, yeah, for the din of Hochse Kafir. The Gemara explains that if you said say Tain Loi, and then he says Parati, and the Edom say that Shaloi Paru, then Malacha is that he's Nemon later on to say he's not net. He's not nemo later on to say parati, because he has a din of a hochse kafrin. Mashiach the Bezin only told him chayiv ataliteloi. It's not a psak din gomer, and then he says parati. Then and the edim say he didn't pay up. Then he's nemon. He doesn't have a din hochse kafrin. He's nemon. My taimo says to Gemara shtemuti yud kamishtam and he sovra the ainu bira bana medini. He thinks he says that chayiv ataliteloi is not a full psak din, and therefore he thinks that maybe still he's going to win the din taira, and that's why he didn't pay. Now, in the case of the Gemara, there's a machlekes rishonim. Rashi in the Bemasava Eidim Eidin Oysu Shloi Parah. Rashi explains that the case is that the Teveya was Teveya him to pay, and he said in front of Bezdin that he went and he didn't pay them. He said, "I'm not paying." And since we see that Rashi says he's Heyiz Lavral P Bezdin, since Bezdin gave him a Psakdin Gomer, and he went ahead and he didn't listen to Bez, and he didn't pay. So therefore, we see that he's not a good person, and therefore later on, if he wants to tie the parati, he's not Nemun. Such a person is a Huchse Kafir, the Gemara calls him, and he's not Nemun. The Rishonim, the Raj from the Ran, they ask on Rashi, and they say that what's his svar? Just because a person doesn't pay right away, maybe he didn't have money on him. Just because a person doesn't pay, it's a raya that he won't pay later on. And secondly, they ask, why would that be called a Hochse Kafrin? Hochse Kafrin normally is someone that was Kaifer. Someone says that he's Potter. Or there he wasn't Kaifer. He just said he's not paying. So therefore, that would be a Hochse Ksarvan maybe. Why would that be called a Hochse Kafrin? Therefore, the Rishonim on a different Pshat in the Gemara, the Ramban, explains that the case is that he tied it that he paid, and the Eidim Ameyan that they saw, they know for sure he never paid. Or the Ritva brings a case that he said he paid on a certain day, beyond plenty, and the Eidim said, in that day, we know he didn't pay. Hakaparim, the Nakuda, the Gemara is that he's tired that he paid, and with Adam caught him that he lied. He was Kaifer B'Sheker. He was Kaifer B'Sheker, and therefore he has a din of Hochse Kafrin, and he's therefore not Neman Hakaparim on this moment anymore to say Parati. Now, the same Gemara we have later on, Lagabi Shvu. What's the halach of someone Tainiz that he says, same Moshana Gemara by Shvu? So, if he Rashi, the case would be that again, they were teveya from him the shvua, and he said, "I'm not making the shvua." And the fidur is showing him the case would be that he tied it that he made the shvua already, and edim made that he didn't make the shvua. And on that same and we have the same nidain of hochse kafir. Now the gemara over there says that the whole halacha of hochse kafir is only when he's a chayv shvua bebezdin, but chayv atzmei shvua. If he himself, he wasn't really chayv shvua, and he said he's going to make a shvua. He was machayv himself the shvua. Obviously, in an oifen where he has to now go make the shvua, the halacha is that he doesn't become a hochse kafrin if he says he doesn't become a hochse kafrin. And the Gemara explains, Ovid Inish to Mikri Va'omar, since Besa wasn't Machayavim, so a person Ovid Inish to Mikri Va'omar. So Nachlas David speaks out that Lefida Rishonim's Pshan the Sugi over here, it's a little shver to understand. The person lied. He went ahead and he said he made a shvua. So what's the difference? Why does it make such a difference? Whether or not why he was chayiv shvua, was he chayiv shvua? His bezdin was chayiv shvua, or was he chayiv shvua? Because he himself was chayiv himself a shvua. Why would that make a difference? Klapi alach of a kafrin, the gabi someone lying. He says it's much more move on the Gemara lefi Rashi. Lefi Rashi's pshat in the sugya that the reason why what the Gemara means by saying hochse kafrin is that he didn't. He said I'm not going and doing it. So it's a svara. The Gemara saying a svara that something that a person himself was chayiv himself. Sometimes he says, I'm not in the mood right now to do it. Bez didn't make me do it. I myself made myself do it. So in Rashi, he says to Nachas Tov, it's much more move on. The Gemara's chiluk over here between if Chayiv Atzmei, if Bez was Mechayiv him a Shvua, or if he was Mechayiv himself a Shvua. And the Etzem Svara of Huchse Kafrin, what's a Svara? Why is someone that Huchse Kafrin not Neman? So the Shar Mishpat, it's Simon Ayin Tess of Katan Gimel, He explains that the lumnus is, once a person was caught lying, that person knows that when he goes and he tied his parati, no one is going to believe him. Everyone's going to think he's lying again. So therefore, it is an umdana that the only time someone that's a hochzeit kafir would pay, he would make sure always to have a proof that he paid. So if a hochzeit kafir comes along and he says that he paid without any eidim and he can't bring any eidim that he paid, so then we have an umdana that he's lying. A person would never do such a thing. Someone that's a hochzeit kafirin that already was caught once lying, was already proved lying, so he would never ever do, he would never ever go and pay without eidim. And therefore, when a person comes and says that I paid without eidim, the halacha is, and he can't bring eidim, the halacha is he's not neman, there's an umdana gemura that he's not neman. Similar to a svara that the Ran says, the Ran and Shvuas on Daf Mem Aleph, the Gabi the din of Al Tefraini Elo Be'edim. If someone says Al Tefraini Elo Be'edim, so the halacha is you have to pay him with eidim. And the Ran is mazvid, the lom this is, because of this svara, because once you say Al Tefraini Elo Be'edim, a person, the umdana is that the person will try to pay with eidim. And if he doesn't, and if he pays without eidim, his umdana, he won't go and pay without eidim, so therefore he has to bring eidim. Shmuel and Bar Basra and Abvav, now he's Kufla Meches, Reb Shmuel asked, Elfizel, come out, I'm a big Chiddush Ladino, which is not mashma like that from all the Paiskin, that a Hochzeit Kafirin, if he tied his Paratia, but may plenty of plenty of Hochlam, Dinas Hayam, he'll be Nemon. But the whole Svara is that there's an umdana I didn't pay without eidim. I'm tying, I paid in front of eidim, and they're not here now. I'm sorry, I can't bring them. They went to Dinas Hayam, but you have no umdana that I'm lying. Maybe I'm saying the truth. If the whole reason why Hochzeit Kafirin is not Nemon, says Reb Shmuel, is because of an umdana they wouldn't pay without eidim, if he tied his, he paid in front of eidim, so they're not here, and they died, and they went to Dinas Hayam, the Chayr should be Nemon, and from the steam is a place game, it's not mashma like that. Also comes out another nafkamina. Shmuel over there brings from the Chazanish, the Lafina Shara Mishpat, it comes out of Nafkamina, that if someone tainas parati, if someone says a taina, and then later on he says parati, and then he becomes Hochzeit Kafirin only afterwards, we prove that his first taina was sheker, so then his taina parain would work. Then he could taina parati, if he taina parati before they prove that his first taina wasn't the truth, so then there's no umdana, because the whole umdana is if he was already caught lying. If he tied and he paid before he was caught lying, so then he should be an emon. That's a chare. It seems like the chazir holds a dina like that. It's also a big chiddush a dina. That chare should come out of fidush arav mishpat. And the gemara goes on. The gemara brings a maysa. The gemara brings a story. Ki hada shabsay breider amareinis katzav al kalsi itzto the milsav ksuba. He was pashtus. He was an oriv for his son. He's writing for the ksuba of his daughter-in-law. He wrote that he's going to give her an itzta the milsa. And then she lost her ksuba, and he's kaifer. He said he never wrote such a thing. Eidim came in, and they said, we saw you write. You wrote in the ksuba, you meshabed yourself to give her an itzta the milsa. And afterwards he said, pratiya, I already paid her. Also, kamidur b'chia, amalei, yuchzak the kafir lo isa itztalo. He says, since you tied it lahadam before, so therefore you're a hochzeit kafir, and you're not neman anymore to say parati. Now there's a gillion on Taisvis on Tezayim and Beis and Divrei Maaser Mishum. The Shita Mekabetzis brings down a gillion. The Taisvis over there is Bechadish that even though the halacha is a hochzeit kafirin is not neman say parati, but when there's a raisin in a fila, when a star is nafal, then we are chesh the parayin. He could tie in a parati and he's neman to say parati, but tzira for raisin in a fila. Ask the gillion that Lachayra Taisvis negative Gemara. The Gemara over here is talking about a case. Case of Shabsai Bamarin, it's this story that we just read in the Gemara. It's talking about a case where she lost her ksuba. So the chayit is erased as a nefila. And apple picking it's before in the Gemara, it's a din of hochzeit kafirin, that someone that's a kafir is not nemen say parati. So it's a chayit mafurish in the sugya over here on our Gemara, daf yizayim and alf, not like Taisis. It's mafurish that you're nemen to say parati, you're not nemen to say parati, a hochzeit kafir is not nemen to say parati, even when there's erased as a nefila. So the Gillian brings two terutzim to him. He says, either it's talking about a case over here that we know that it didn't fall. We know that it got burnt. It was burnt ba'inis. It was nisr for ba'inis. So we know exactly what happened to the ksuba, even though the ksuba's not here. But we know that it wasn't because of a race that a filo that it got lost. It wasn't because she wasn't, the isha wasn't nizr l'shamra. We know that there was a raid, a fire came in the house. We know for sure that it was nisr for ba'inis. Or says the shita that since the whole needed over here is only the gabi the itzlo the milsa, this I suffer on the ksuba. But what happened to the whole ksuba? The whole ksuba we know wasn't paid up yet. So therefore says the gillion im kain. If this ksuba got lost, it's obviously not because she wasn't nizar l'shamrai, because it was a star puzzle. Because even on the tzad that there was a paroid on the itzah milsa. There was no paroid on the whole on the rest of the ksuba. So it must have been that there was some type of side reason why she loses ksuba, and we can't look at this ksuba as something that was lost with a reis that did a fever. Now the achroinim come and they say other terutzim to this kasha. The tzeis achayshin and simon samach heis gotten heis says that the story over here was that he tainted parati, tainted that he had already paid up before. He first said la'adam, and then he says that I already paid before that, I paid up. And therefore says the tzeis over here, it places his mind that you're not meant to say parati. So over here, since he said la'adam, kolo emer loy levisi, kolo emer loy parati dami. We know the klal, sugyat shuas daf bim aleph, bavasu daf vav, that someone says loy levisi, is kolo emer loy parati dami. And therefore, if he said la'adam, he obviously didn't pay yet up. And he's now coming to say parati, says Iksayis. It means that he paid up already before. And therefore says Iksayis, over here it's Pasha, you don't have taste of smara, even when there's a race in a filo, since it's a clear idolat baldin of kolo emel levisi, kolo emel parati domis, therefore says Iksayis, over here you wouldn't be nem. Now the Chazan Ish, in the Kutim Simachov, on the Zayin and Aleph, he asks, that L'chayra, the Lashon HaGemara is not mashma like Iksayis, that it's talking about he tied that he paid up already before. And also, he says the Gemara brings the din of Hochse Kafrin. The Fidek says this has nothing to do with the din of Hochse Kafrin. This is a din of Idas Baldin. The din of Kola Aimele, the Visa Kaimele Parati Dami, the Chor is a regular din of Idas Baldin. That from the fact that it's Idas Baldin from a Tainus Ptor, but it's a riot from what he said that he didn't pay up. And that's the din of Idas Baldin. It has nothing to do with the din that a Hochse Kafrin, someone that's Kaifer, loses his schus, loses his rights to Taina Parati. So why would the Gemara call it a Hochse Kafrin if it's a din of Kola Aimele, the Visa Kaimele Parati Dami? There's another teretz in the Achroinim. There's a mahalach from the Nachas David, and Pashtis and Nesivis means to say this pshat also, it's Simon Samachais of Katni Yabez. That over here, the story was that she lost the ksuva before. He's only tithing parati afterwards. He first said la'adam, and she had already lost the ksuva then. Then afterwards he's saying, you know, I paid after. After I tithed la'adam, a few days later I paid. The ksuva was already lost before that. So you can't come along and say, oh, I have a raya that he's saying the truth that there was a paroin, because a raya that ksuva got lost. The ksuba got lost before he tied it that there was a paroin. Before the paroin, the ksuba got lost, so it must be the ksuba got lost because of a different reason, not because of a reis of the tefila. And Ayin the Chazinish, he says it's such a clear svara what the Nachas David and the Nesivis are saying, that he comes to explain what did the shita b'shem the Gilyan hold? What was his kasha b'chal? It's pashit like the Nachas David. Ayin Shom, what the Chazinish is bevar in the das ha-Gilyan to explain his kasha. So Kapanim, we had four terutzim to the kasha of the Gilyan. The Gilyan had a kasha on Taisvis that's before this Gemara L'chari, even when the ksuba was lost, there's a race to the fila, afal pikin is a din of Hoksa Kafrin, and the Gilyan adds two terutzim. Either it's talking about we know how it got lost, or there was Edim Shenisrfa, Ba'oinis, or since there's anyhow, the ksuba anyhow was a good ksuba klapi, the rest of the ksuba, so therefore we can't be told that the reason why it got lost was because of the psul, and therefore we don't look at it as a reis to the tefila, and we said a teretz for the tzeis. The story was that he tied in parati before before he said la'adam, and the reason why it's not nemenetat, it's called la'imele levisi, ka'imele parati dami, and then we said over from the nesivis and the nachas David, that since it got lost before the paroin, so we can't be told that the reason why it got lost was because of the reis of the paroin, because it got lost before it. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara discusses what's the halacha l'gabe hochse kafrin of a shvuah. But like upon him, it's before in the Gemara that when someone's not a hochse kafrin, a regular person is nemon to say nishbati. A person is nemon to say nishbati. A person can tell you that I already made the shvuah. The Tevea says, you mechayev to me a shvuah. You made a mixas. We had a eid echad, you chayev to me a shvuah. A person can say, the same way you can tell you on a chay parati, you can say nishbati, I already made the shvuah. Now the Rishonim discuss, what's the halacha, l'gabi, does he have to make a shvuah as heses? When someone tainis parati, someone tainis kfir on mamim, the halacha is he has to make a shvuah as heses. The Rishonim discuss, what happens when someone says mishpati? I already made a shvuah, and the other person says, you didn't make a shvuah. Does he have to make a shvuah as heses? So the Ramban brings out for Rav Hai, that depends, if there's a shvuah as hatoira, a chiv shvuah midaraisa, and he tainis mishpati, so you can make him make a shvuah as heses. Masha Eikein, if the whole chi of shua that he had, the chatchila, was a shua as heses, and he tied his mishpati, you can't make him make another heses. Kula and shua as heses, you can't go and make him make another shua as heses when he tied his mishpati on a shua as heses. And the Rosh brings this down also, and the Rosh explains that the reason why he says Dafka by Yeshua is a Torah, you make a Shvua. Masha Enkein, by Yeshua's Hesses, you don't make a Shvua, but Takatel, Takatel, Loyavdinon. You don't make a Shvua's Hesses, on a Shvua's Hesses, Takatel, Takatel, Loyavdinon. So they both break down the din of Rav Hai. But if you're Ma'ayin in the Lashainis of the Rishainim, it's a Chayram Vor in the Bidivrayim that they understood Rav Hai differently. In the Rabban, it's the Furish, that he holds that the reason why Yechayiv Shvua, Yechayiv Shvua's Hesses, when you say Nishbati, is because the person tainis that you owe me $100. You owe me $100 and you're mechayiv of me a shvua. So, and now the person comes at the bezin and says that he made a shvua already. The tevek says again, you owe me $100 and you didn't yet make the shvua. So either pay me up my $100 or make the shvua. The Rabban holds that you come back to the regular tefias mamon from before. You have the original tefias mamon. And the person's being koifer in the tefias mamon by saying he made a shvua. So you chayiv a shvua tesis on the regular original tefias mamon. And therefore, the Ramban has it very hard to understand why b'shuas heses you don't have the same halacha. Just because you're tithing the shpat and b'shuas heses, why can I again be tevei you? You owe me $100, and you didn't make yet a shvua. So give me the $100 or make the shvua. And therefore, you should be chayiv again a shvua heses. And the Ramban says it's a cool on shvua heses that once the person tithes that he made the shvua heses, we don't make him make another shvua heses. Mashiach in the Rosh says that the reason why you don't make a shvua heses is because takanto vayavdina. The Fidur Ramban, it's not a takanto or takanto. It's back to the original takana. I'm again being tevei, you owe me $100. The Rosh understood that there's a new din Torah going on. The Chiyah Mamin, we already took care of. I tevei you $100, I tied it, I was potter, and now what's left over is only a Chiyah Shvua. And now we have a new din Torah on the Shvua itself. And by a Shvua, it's a Torah, we have a din Torah, I say you owe me a Shvua, you have to make me a Shvua. And he said, I made you a Shvua. So you have a regular din of a Tviya and a Toya Minitin on a Shvua, and you have the Rosh holds it on that Shvua, there's a Chiyav Shvua Tzetzis. Masha Eikein, when the whole original Chiyav Shvua was a Shvua Tzetzis, so says the Rosh, so the Torah is a Torah about a Shvua Tzetzis. Do you have to make a Shvua Tzetzis, or do you not have to make a Shvua Tzetzis? And therefore, Takantel, Yavdin, and you can't, a Torah on a Shvua Tzetzis, can't be Mechayiv another Shvua Tzetzis, because that will be a Takantel, Takantel. So it's the first in the Rishonim that there's a Machlokes had on the standard of high. Whether or not the Ramban seems to understand that it's a noisa of the original, I could again be tevei the original moment and be mechayiv Yeshua again. And Masha'inkein, the Rosh understands that there's a new din Torah, whether or not he made the Shua itself, and therefore the Rosh understands very, very poshut why by Shua's Hesses we don't have another Shua's Hesses since the whole din Torah is only about a Shua's Hesses. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara brings a member for Rabbi Yechanan. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Ma'itzah shtachoy v'shuk, v'kosev by hemfik, v'kosev by izmani by bayoyim. It has a hemfik that was bukuyim by bezdin, and the zman of the shtar is today. They just had written the shtar today. So halacha is yachziru l'bayim. He could give it back. Imishum kosev l'vus v'loy l'alba. If a choshev that he never made alba yet, v'kosev by hemfik. So it must be that it already went to the malve. You don't write a hemfik until it gets the yad of malve. We should be choshish that maybe it was paid up. We're not choshish that a person borrowed money and paid up that same day. Gemara says kasha. You should be choshish l'priya bas yoyima. So Gemara says one teretz that no, we're not choshish. And then there's another teretz for Rav Kana. Rav Kana omar kishachayim moide. Talking about chayim moide. And since it's chayim moide, so therefore we're not choshish for peroin. So Tosis asks that once we're talking about a case of chayim moide. So why do you need a hemfik? Lama not a hemfik, but most Rabbi Yechanan. So Taisus answers, the same halach is if there would be no hemfik. There's no problem of kasav silvus v'ilava. What's the problem? Why can't we give it back? Let him give it over right now. What would be the problem of kasav silvus v'ilava if it's a shtar bay bayoyim? It can't be tayr for kuchash like a din. It's talking about the same amount of today. So there's no problem of kasav silvus v'ilava when it's chayiv moide. So Taisus answers that the reason why It said hemfik was for a diok. That's mashma that if it wouldn't be kasef by bayayim, even though it's kasef by hemfik, the halach is you wouldn't give it back. The din of that yachsir that you don't need to have a hemfik. It's coming to tell you that if it wouldn't be by bayayim, then we would have a chash knunya or we would chash for pshit the safra, and then even if it's written a hemfik, it wouldn't help. It's coming for a diok that. Even when you have a hemfik, still you need a kasav bayayim. Without kasav bayayim, even with the hemfik, there would still be a chashash, and you wouldn't get back the shtar. Other Rishonim say, the Rajba, the Ram, they say that in the Chanami, the fear of Kana's teretz, then Rabbi Yechon never said hemfik, only the fear of the first teretz, we have to insert cuts by hemphik. But once you say he's talking about chayim moida in a chlam, you don't need a hemphik. The problem is that the Rishonim and the Rif and the Rambam, they bring down this memra. They go with the teretz of Rav Kana, and they bring down this memra kipshuta. And it's fair to learn like Tosfos that it's only the diuk. The Rashba already is aiming on the Lashon HaRif and the Rambam, and he's this Kasha, the L'chayra, the Maskonis HaGemara, the Fi, are we passing like Rav Kana that we're talking about a case of Chayim Moideh, L'chayra, you shouldn't need a hemphik. And the Magabishna over there on the Rambam, in Perek Yuches, Halacha Beis, from Zeil of Aveda, is also Matam on the Rambam. And he brings that the Rabbeinu Yonison, that comes to explain the Rif, he says that the reason why the Rif has to say hemphik is because of Eidah V'chasum, we don't pass in Eidah V'chasum of Zachaloy. So since we don't hold of Eidah V'chasum of Zachaloy, therefore we need a hemphik. And Magabisha says he doesn't understand what he's saying. Why? There's no reason why in the world you should need a hemphik. We're not chayish for Peroin. What do you need a hemphik for? So Ktsois, in Simon Samachay, Sivkot Ches, says a teretz, and he says that he found this teretz in the Ritva. The Ritva Yishonim, the teretz goes as follows. He says that there's a nuchshash. The Ritva brings a nuchshash. So chshash is that the person wrote the shtar, and maybe the person decided that he wants to be mevatel the shtar after he wrote the shtar, before he gave it over. Once he gave it over, it's pashi, you can't be mevatel the shtar. Even a get, once he gave it to the isha, you can't be mevatel the get. But says the Ritva that maybe that before he gave over the shtar, the Leiva gave over the shtar to the Malva, maybe he decided he wants to be mevatel the shtar. He's chayzer, he doesn't want to borrow the money, and he was mevatel the shtar. And then he decided to go and give it to the Malva now. And really, the shtar puzzle, and he's going to be going from the kucha shalai kedin because he's been going with the shtar puzzle. The shtar is puzzle because he was mevatel the shtar. So the tumim over there in Simon Samachay, cut the test, is betame on the Ritva. He says that this halacha bitl, we know we find by get, where there is a din of lishma, there's a halais lishma in the get, it could be mevatel. A regular shtar, who heard of bitl? How does it apply to din of bitl? How can you mevatel a shtar? Someone wrote an edus down that he's borrowing money from this person, and two edus signed. What does that have to do? How could you be mevatel such a thing? The whole thing get is only by get, the whole thing bitl is only by get. We don't find get bitl by shtars. So Reb Shmuel and Simon Reish and Eis Reish Bavav explains a little. He says it's a shver musig, but he says that kinnira that the Ritva holds that even though there's no din l'shma in a shtar, but you still need a din of dasa mischayif. A regular shtar is not just a goddess edus that Edom write down what happened on a piece of paper. It's that would be piksavam. It's you have to have dasa mischayif. The person has to go and make the shtar on day the Edom, and maybe that's also a certain amount of a chalois. That it would apply the halacha bittul over there also. But kapanim that's ksais is mahalach, and the ksais speaks out that even though there's a lot of gemaras that I'm a first, that we're not chayshish for this chash. So the ksais says that this whole chash only applies l'didan. But if you hold of a bias did of eidah b'chasum of zachanoi, if you hold of eidah b'chasum of zachanoi, so always right away when the eidim sign the shtar, it's automatically kilu do is a b'sirus hashtar. And once we have a b'sirus hashtar, even though you need a matul yadi later, but when you have the matla yadeh, the mafreya, there was a b'sirus hashtar b'shas chasima, and therefore says the k'tzayis, then you can't go and do this. You can't go be mevatel hashtar after there was already a b'sirus hashtar. So says the k'tzayis, this whole din is only in a gale of didan that we don't hold of eidah b'chasum of zachalai. So if he's that could be the beer and what Rabbeinu Yonison was saying. Maga Mishnah brought down Rabbeinu Yonison that says that the reason for the riff, the reason why the riff had to write a hemphik was because we needed to know that already got liyada malveh. Why? Because we don't hold of eidah b'chasum of zachalai. So maybe he means to say like k'tzayis. With this Ritva, that since the chashash of there is, we're scared that it never ended up by the Malva, we're scared that the Loive was Mavatala, and that's why he threw it on the floor, that's why he found it on the floor, there's a race of the Tefila, that makes us have this chashash. And now he's being Chayim Moide, he's giving it over. If we would hold Eidah B'chasum of Zachalai, so then it's Pasha, you wouldn't need this Hemphik. We wouldn't need any proof that it got the out of Malva before the Tefila. But now that we don't hold Eidah B'chasum of Zachalai, so therefore it applies the chashash of the Ritva. Now there's another big noise about the halacha of teichz mani. It's a big noise in the Rishonim and Achrayim. What's the halacha when we have a shtar chayiv of teichz mani? Do we have a chashash? The halacha is a teichz mani. Someone's not nemet say parati. So you can have a base in Baba Basra. that a star that's teichs money, a choy that's teichs money, a person that name to say parati, it's chazaka, it's on the parati, teichs money. Now, what's the halacha when you have a race that did a fila? So the Rambam, in Perek Yud Dal, halacha Yud Gimel Hukas Malvalei, but the Rambam paskins, that you never say parati, when there's a race in a fila, when the star falls, so we find the star on the floor, even if the star is a star of teichs money, you still never say parati. And the Ravid over there is Masig, the Ravid's Chaylik. The Ravid seems to argue, and he says that no, that teichs money, there's a chazaka in prayer teichs money, and you're not nemen to say parati even when there's a race within a field. That's a machlokes Rambam and Ravid in Perek Yedal of Hilchos Malva V'Loiv. Now the Magen Mishnah asks that l'chayra it's more in our sugya, not like the Ravid. It's more in our sugya that the whole time when not chayshes for peroin is only the whole tzad is only by peroin bas yoimai. And even that the Gemara comes out that you need a chayiv moida. Without a chayiv moida, we'd be chayshish for bride, even by bas yoima. For sure, by a teichs manai. The case of bas yoima is much more than a teichs manai. You don't pay up that day. It's a much stronger svara than a star of teichs manai. Then something has his man, and you don't pay up. You can make his man be for 10 years. Maybe someone paid up teichs man. Aval pikin, the Gemara is a first, that even by even on chad yoima, we'll chayshish for bride. So ask the Magen Mishnah, how could the Ravid say that by that race in a fila doesn't make us have a chashash paroin? By a chayv teichs man. And there's another raya from the sugya and davzayin of a base that's before in that sugya that a isha that's oida tachas phylo, she's still tachas her baal. And l'chayro, that would mean that it's teichs man of her ksuba. It's not yet this man praying a ksuba, apal pikein, it's the first in the Gemara, that if we find a ksuba on the floor, you're not allowed to give it back to the isha. L'chayro, the feet of the raya knows that by teichs man, when a chayv is a paroin, why when a isha is oida tachas phylo, can't we be machzer a ksuba? Now the Shach in Siman Mem Aleph Katan Yud Tes says that the Ravid agrees to the Rama Be'etzem. The Ravid, when he says that when Achayish by Teichs Ma, he says by a regular star that you find in the street, the Ravid agrees to the Rambam that if there's a race to the Fila, Uchayish is the Peroin. That the Ravid says that the halacha is that you still have to pay, even though there's a race to the Fila, is only in a case where we have side proof that there was a chayv teichs man. We have two edim that came into Bezin and they say that we are made that there was a chayv and it's still teichs man. But if the whole way we know that there's a chayv and we know that teichs man is from the star that we found, says the Shach, over there the Ravid is moideh that the raised in the fila won't let us be goyveh. Because the raised in the fila, says the Shach, is a svar just in the star. It's a svar that we chayshish that the star was paid up. But if we have some side raya, we have an edus that there was a chayiv. Some edim happened to see the chayiv and they say that we saw him, they made up a time for parayim, and it's still teichs mani now. So you can't use the fact that there's a shtar on the floor as a raya that someone paid up a chayiv. You could just use it as a chsaron in the shtar, that we can't use the shtar, which we're chayiv, the shtar is not a good shtar, and therefore we're not going to listen to what it says in the shtar. So therefore the ravid holds it, when there's a side raya, then the halacha is that the race to the field is not going to make that you can't pay up the chayiv. So the Tumim over there in Siman Mem Aleph asked on the Shach, the Hadith that answered the Sugyan Dav Zayin of a base. And the Tzais in Siman Mem Aleph, Skatan Aleph, also asked us on the Shach. Over there we're talking about the Ishas Oida Tachas Bailo. That means that everyone knows, nothing to do with any Shtoris, that she is the Baal's Chayav Derek Suba, and it's still Teich Mana. Because we know she's still married now. There was no get yet, and he didn't die. Everyone knows that. We don't need the Shtar to tell us that. Therefore, over there, the Chayrut should apply the Ravid's Klal. How does the Shach enter that Gemara? So the Teretz to this, we'll see later on in the Shir, when we get to the Sugya Maisa Bezdin, the Sivis comes to answer this Kasha, Al-Pi, it takes us later on in the Sugya Maisa Bezdin. Now, the Tzais himself asks me Svara on the Shach. He doesn't understand the Shach. He says that why is it any different if we have two Edim walking in and saying that we know that there was a Chayv, and whether we know that from the Shtar? In a Chanami, we could understand that the Chashash Peroin is a Chashash Peroin on the Shtar. But now we have an idea from the Shtar. It says in the Shtar, we're not Chayshish that the Shtar is Mezuyev. We think that the Shtar was written truthfully. We're just Chayshish that maybe it was paid up. And we see now from the Shtar that the Shtar says that there was Alva on this and this day, and the Zmana Peroin is on this and this day. And we know that there was a Chayv Teich Zmanai. Why can't we use the Shtar itself as Edim saying that there was a Chayv Teich Zmanai? Why would it make any difference if two Edim come in and we have the Shtar telling us that? So So you chayr tzarich leimer, but that's a shach. The shach understands that there's a more of a lomdish svara, a race in the nefilah, is not a umdina, that there was a parayin. A race in the nefilah is a svara that we can't use a star that's on the floor, we can't use to prove anything. To prove anything about the chayiv, the chayshish, since it's a race in the nefilah, the chayshish, that there's a reason why the star is there. All klapi the star, we can't use any information in the star to prove that there was no parayin. This is a star on the karka, mashaykin, any other side rise, you can prove. Dain tzarichian in the svara is a shach. The Gemara goes on the bottom of the Amud, and the Gemara brings a member for Rabbi Yechanan. Amr Rav Chia bar Abba Amr Rabbi Yechanan had toyin acher meisa bezdin moya mar klum a meisa bezdin. Gemara's before in a case of a ksuba, for example, the loch is you're not them to say parati, and the Gemara explains my time. What's the reason for this? Kol meisa bezdin command the nokid shtar b'yadi dami. Every meisa bezdin is like you're holding a star. So if you look in the Maloya Royim and the Grace of Chedushim. On this Gemara, you ask, he doesn't understand what the Gemara means to say. What does it mean that it's commanded not get shtar b'yadi dami? The whole svara why by a shtar you're not never to say parati is because someone's holding a shtar. It's a riot that you didn't pay up. As if not, he would have gave you back the shtar. For the fact that he's still holding the shtar, shtar chavyal chavay boy. So there's a riot they didn't pay up. Where's the riot? It's like a shtar, but there's no riot because we don't see any, that you're holding anything. So therefore, there's no proof at all by a ma'aseh bezdin he didn't yet pay up. So Elamai, it's a new din that Ma'aseh Bezdin, you can't tie the parati. Why is the Gemara saying it's like a shtar? So he says, what this means is just the Ma'aseh, the shtaloch is about a shtar, you're not Neman, because of one reason, who are the Ma'aseh Bezdin, you're not Neman, it doesn't mean to make it, like, it has a din of a shtar, and therefore you can't pay up. Ayin Shom. But Rabbi Chanan, that we spoke from before, Rabbi Chanan in Eis Tafrei Shkimel over there, in Balabas, he says, from this Gemara, it's before this Yisayid. In this Gemara, it's before this Yisayid, we said it from Rabbi Chaim. That's the first in this Gemara that the lumbus why by shtar, you're not having to say parati, it's not because of any side raya for the fact that someone's holding a shtar must be didn't pay up. It's a din that someone that has a shtar is a din that the person can't tie it against him parati. The koyach of the shtar stops it. You're not neman against him. You have the modest in the Torah, the one that's holding the shtar, he's the neman of the Torah. He's neman, and the other person can't tie in a parati. The only time he can say parati is by bringing a proof, bringing an edim. And therefore, the Gemara is saying very good that Ma'ase Bezdin, when the Chazal made a Ma'ase Bezdin, they gave it a Alimos. They gave the person that you're chayiv to the Ma'ase Bezdin a Alimos, and he's Neman, and you're not Neman to say Parati against him, and you need a proof, and you need a Raya to say Parati. Now, the Achroinim, the Pnei Yeshua, the Abdel Buluim, then it's kasha on this sugya. The lechayra, what's the case of a toyin acher ma'aseh bezdin? The isha comes at the bezdin and she wants her ksuba, and the baal says, "I already paid you up." And the isha says, and the bezdin asks the isha, "Where's the ksuba?" And she says, "I lost my ksuba. I don't have my ksuba." So the achrayim asks the lechayra, "Why shouldn't you be neman?" The lechayra is a reis and a feeler here. Lechayra, she's saying that she lost her ksuba. She doesn't have her ksuba. So there's a raise in the nefilah. How could there be a din of a teirach and ma'aseh bezdin loyamar klum? The chayin is a strong raya that he paid up, but she's tight and she lost her ksuba. I passed the Gemara. For sure, one shlav of the Gemara, the din of a teirach and ma'aseh bezdin is talking about even makom shekaisin ksuba, where she had a ksuba and she's tight that she lost it. So ask the Pnei Yeshua, ask Avdei Mulam, why wouldn't the raise in the nefilah tell us that the baal should be nemah to say parati? Why don't we say that it's a raya to the baal that he could say parati? So Pnei Yeshua answers that he says the other way around. He says that since the halacha is that be'etzem a ma'aseh bezdin is a svara that you're not nemen to say parati negative ma'aseh bezdin, so therefore that's the reason why the person lost their shtar. You can't tell me that I have a raya that was paid up for the fact that the isha lost her shtar. A regular shtar chayiv, that the only way that she could stop the person from tying parati is from the fact that you're holding the shtar. So you make sure very carefully to hold that shtar, you don't lose it. So if it's lost, if we find it on the floor, very, very big proof that it was paid up already. So why did you lose it? Masha'ikim by a ma'aseh bezdin, says the Pnei Yeshua. Since the halacha is that a toynach a ma'aseh bezdin lo yamar klum, so therefore, from the fact that you lost the shtar, we can't prove too much. But the isha wasn't so careful with the shtar, but she knows that she will be able to win the Torah without the shtar. So therefore, the shtar by ma'aseh bezdin doesn't play such a strong role that we should be able to prove from the fact that it fell on the floor that there was any paroin. And therefore, the fact that you lose a ksuba doesn't make a reis than a fila. The Abnei Buluim and Simon Kuf Sefkat Tess says a different mahalach. And look in the Shaar Mishpat and Simit Samachay, he also goes with this mahalach. He says that we know that Shittas HaRambam, the last Rambam Hilchos Gzeilah V'Aveidah, the Rambam says that even though the halach is dinim, by we find the shtar, the halach is erased in a fila, we don't give it back. But what happens if someone goes and gives it back? And now the person is holding the shtar, the halach is, they're able to be gaiva with it. We had places that if you give them a base, like a potam, and you gave it back beheter. Also, once you're holding the shtar, the halach is, you're able to be gaiva with it. And the Chayim say that it's poshet, that if the person himself found the shtar, even if we know about it, but the person himself found the shtar, and he saw it on the street, he picked it up. Poshet, everyone would agree that over there, the halach is that the person could go be gaiva with the shtar. So therefore, it says that since a ma'aseh bezin is commanded not to shtar b'yadid on me, so even if there's a race in a field, kozman that you have a shtar b'yadcha, the race in a field doesn't bother us. We see from the Rambam, even though there's a race in a field, we know that it was lost. We know that you lost the shtar and it was sitting on the floor, and we know therefore there's a big svar to say the person paid up. But avol pikim, once I have the shtar b'yadi, that's all before I have the shtar b'yadi, we don't give it back to you. But once I have the shtar b'yadi, the halach is you can go and be gaiva. So therefore it says that I'm the meluim in this sugya, in a chanabe I don't have the shtar, but I'm holding my ma'aseh bezdin, I have another shtar b'yadi. I'm holding a shtar, and therefore, even though there's a race in the fila, mitzad the fact that I lost my other shtar, but since a race in the fila doesn't bother us as long as I'm holding a shtar. And since the Ma'aseh Bezdin is commanded not to shtar b'yadi dami, the din Ma'aseh Bezdin alone we look at as a shtar, so therefore it says that I'm holding another shtar, and therefore it doesn't bother us the race in the fila. That's just a little shver on these achroinim, that kinir in the sugyan of Zayin and Mabez. And the sugya of Zayin and Beis before Ish L'chayr that is a din raised in a fila on a ksuba, and we'll see in a minute pshat in the sugya from Teisvis, and there's other Ishay in the Rashi and the Ritva, they learned that in a chanami b'makom raised in a fila, you don't have to do a ma'aseh bezdin. L'chayr l'fi these achrayim, these terutzim that they're saying l'chayr it shouldn't apply the raised in a fila. The whole sugya of Zayin and Beis when Isha loses her ksuba, when it's a din of la'yachzer, and l'chayr over there the ksuba is a ma'aseh bezdin pashtis. And Apple Pekin, it's the first Rishayim. Rishayim don't have a problem. Rishayim say, yeah, if I raise in the field, it's different. The Raj, the Ritva say it first. If I raise in the field, you're not going to be your Ksuba. Even though it's a Ma'aseh Bezdin. So the Chayra, very schwer. What are these Rishayim going to do with this Kasha of the Achrayim of the Pnei Yeshua and the Meluim? So the Chayra, actually, you could say a different Svara. That maybe the whole din of raised in the field is only when we see that the shtar is on the floor. Find the shtar on the floor. What's the shtar doing here? It must be that the person wasn't careful with the shtar. It must be that there was some type of problem with the shtar. It must be it was paid up. It must be the shtar puzzle. Masha Eke, in the story, in the case over here, we're talking about, we didn't find any shtar on the floor. Isha came into Bezdin and we asked her, where's your shtar? She said, she lost it. I don't know where it is. It doesn't mean that she dropped it in the middle of the Shasarabah. Maybe she misplaced it somewhere. Just because someone walks into Bezdin without a shtar b'yadai and he doesn't know where the shtar is, that maybe we don't look at that as a race in a fila. The sugya of Zayin and Beis, where the Rishayim say that there's a race in a fila, and even they say even by a ma'aseh bezdin, the Rashba and the Ritva say even by a ma'aseh bezdin, a race in a fila makes us be chayshish. That's very good. That's when we found the shtar on the floor. But when a person comes to the Bezdin and says, I don't know where my shtar is, who said over there that there's a race in a fila? And the Emes, all the achrayim on that we spoke about before in the sugya of Huchta Kafrin, when they asked the kasha, the shita, the gilyam shem, the shita of Gebetzes, asked the kasha on Taisis from the story of Shavsai, Breder, and Marenis, over there was the same story. Over there we didn't find any shtar on the floor. The Isha came into Bezdin, she said she doesn't know where Ksuba is. Yesh La'ayin, over there also, maybe you could say that we wouldn't look at as a race to the Nefila. Not like all the achrayim over there, but look in the Chazanish over there, the Chazanish mentioned such a svara. Doesn't say it Lagamri, but he does mention such a svar that not every single time that someone comes into Bezdin and says that he doesn't know where his shtar is, we look at that as a raised in a fila. Maybe it's sitting in some drawer in his house in a safe place, he just forgot where it was. Just because the person doesn't know where it is, lav dafka, does that make a raised in a fila? Toisvis and the Vermasl, a Toynach, Maise Bezdin, Loyamar Klum, Toisvis discusses. What's the halacha by a Teisvis Ksuba? Is in a chanami the Ksuba mona masayim, the halacha is has a din of a ma'aseh bezdin. Bez was mechayev it. What's the halacha of Teisvis Ksuba? Pashtis, Teisvis Ksuba. Bez is not mechayev. Bez wasn't mechayev it. It's not a ma'aseh bezdin. A person gave it from himself. He was ma'aseh on the Ksuba from himself. Teisvis is done that maybe Maybe Taisa, since the halacha is that Taisa always is the din of the ksuba, maybe it shouldn't be neman on Taisa's ksuba also. So Taisa discusses that maybe we could bring a raya from the sugi before of Shav Seibar Marenas, that's before over there, that he would have been neman without the problem of Huchsa Kafrin. He would have been neman to say that he already paid up the itzdala. So Taisa says that no, there's no raya from there, because over there it's an Arev. Shav Seibar Marenas is an Arev, and therefore an Arev in a chanami could be neman, the Baal himself, maybe he's not neman on Taisa's ksuba. I and the Ramban and the Ran, they argue on Taisis. They say that if the halacha would have been that a Baal is not Nemon on Taisis Suba, or if on the din of the Baal has the exact same halacha, there's a din Maise Bezdin on Arabosu. Mechir will come out of Nafkamino Dino, Lafida Ramban and the Ran, even though the Maise, they also say like Taisis that by Taisis Suba, halacha is Yenemon Seferati, but what would be on an Arab on the Gufak Suba? Mechir, it sounds like from Taisis, and Taisis holds that an Arab on a Gufak Suba, Taisis would hold, the halacha would be. Would be never to say parati. The whole din of Maisa Bezdin is only clapping the Baal himself. Hashem and Arav, the other Shem say no. The Ramban, the Ram, they say that there's no difference. The Arav on a chayv of Maisa Bezdin also has all the din of Maisa Bezdin, and the Arav also wouldn't be never to say parati. The Taisus goes on. Taisus says that maybe we could bring a raya from the sugya on the Avzayin of a base. We're there the we spoke before. There's a Gemara over there that if you lost the ksuba, the halacha is we say that you don't give it back. Taisa says the chayra, pashtus. Why would you not be able to give it back? So Taisa says the reason the ksuba itself is a ma'aseh bezdin. You're not neman. Say parati. So why would you not give it back? Out that. So Taisa says Taisa's elamai must be the reason why you don't give it back is because of the Taisa's ksuba. Because if in the Taisa's ksuba we're there, you are neman say parati. On that the halacha is you don't give it back. And the Rishayim bring this tarot from Taisus. Rishayim bring this tarot that the reason why Pshan the Sugya Daf Zayin, even though it's a Maisa Bezdin, they bring from Taisus. The reason is because of Taisus. Because of Taisus Ksuba, that's the reason why you don't give it back. And the Rajba is Mayrich to say it's a very big Teichik to say that the Sugya is talking about Taisus Ksuba. He says the Sugya is before that is the nice about writing Tuksubis. Why would someone write Tuksubis on Taisus Ksuba? The whole reason why someone writes Tuksubis is because Asalishis. Also, Lishis and Bailab like Suba, that's only by the Ikka Suba, not by Taisis Suba. The Rishayim aren't happy to learn that the Sugya Daf Zayin is talking about Taisis. But our Kapanim Taisis himself says that no, we don't have to say that the Sugya over there is talking about Taisis. And therefore, there will be no Raya that by Taisis Suba, the halacha would be that you don't say Parati. Maybe the Oilo by Taisis Suba also has a din of Maisa Bezin and you can't say Parati. The Pshad in the Sugya is different. Taisis says the Pshad in the Sugya is. Taisa says that even though the halacha is that by Maisa Bezdin you're not neman to say parati, but if you have a migu, you're neman. And there are times, says Taisa, where you have a good migu, where you could say that you were never married to her, you could have said that she was an almana, who said that you have a full Messiah? And therefore says Taisus, I could be able to say parati mana, the migu de almana and sasich, or you could say parati akol, the migu de inat ishti, and therefore you don't give it back. The achrayim, a very discussion on Taisus. Tumim asks on Taisus, he doesn't understand what Taisus is saying. What do you mean? Over here we're talking about, you have the shtak suba fanenu. We found the shtak suba, so we know that he was married to her, and we know exactly if she was a psula or almana. It says clearly in the suba that she was a psula. So how could we say that the Baal should be neman with a migu? We know he can't tie all these tainas. The only tainas he can tie is parati. We see clearly in the ksuba what the story is. Ayin in the ayin of kiveg. You're also this kasha with this taisus. Both say they don't understand what taisus is saying. So the nesivis and simem mem aleph, sivkat and yud aleph. The nesivis says that it's poshit. That the pshan taisus as follows: that about poshit that you goyve the gemara daf zayin of a base. Doesn't say that you can't be gave it a ksuba. The Pashat says to the Sivis that you can be gave it a ksuba. Taste over here is a new nice. Over here, the Sugya Daf Zayin is not discussing whether or not the Isha can go and be gave a ksuba. What we're discussing over here is whether or not you give back the shtar. Do you give back the shtar or you don't give back the shtar? Says to the Sivis, even if we assume that the ksuba wasn't paid up yet, that's just a din that we can't. Someone that has a Maisa Bezdin, we can't tie the Parati against him. But the Reis and the Afilu could still tell us that maybe it's paid up. course, we'll have to go pay this. I'll tell you, Nachamai Sebezin, but klapi the shtar, says the Nesivis, we have no right to go give back the shtar to the Isha and give the shtar to the Isha that will, which will cause a hefsa for the Baal. Now, why will it cause a hefsa for the Baal? The reason why it will cause a hefsa for the Baal is because maybe later on, the Baal would want to tie the parati. The Baal would want to tie the parati later on, in 10 years from now, when we don't have the ksuba b'faneinu. So therefore, the Baal wouldn't want the Isha to be holding this ksuba. And since klapi the shtar ksuba, says the Nesivis over there, we could be cheshish for Peroin. Just the etzem Maisa Bezda, we can't be cheshish for Peroin. But klapi the star itself, the reason why we're not cheshish for Peroin and Maisa Bezda is not because we have any umdin or any birur that he didn't pay up. It's just a din that a person's not nemon to be mafkia the chayiv that Bezda made on him without edin. But it doesn't mean that we don't think maybe he paid up. It could be he paid up, and therefore we have no right to give back the star. The new nidin says the Nesivis. Big chiddush from the Sivis, which is again all these sugis of Chazaras Ashtar, that besides for the nidin, whether or not the chayv is paid up, there's a new nidin, whether or not could we give back the shtar or not. And therefore, klapi the shtar says in the Sivis, even though there's a din of Tainach and my Sivis and Loyamar Klom, Afal PK in the Gemara says there's a din of Loyachsir, that you're not allowed to give back the shtar, but we're chayshish for Peroin, klapi the shtar, not to give back the shtar. Now, the Tainach just explains that what in the world is the Baal Kir, if any other Baal has to pay up the shtar, and now he has to pay up the ksuba. Why does he care to give it back? Why would the Baal, even on the side he paid up, why does he care that Isha gets the shtari? And now he has to pay the ksuba now. That Taisus says, and the Sivis is Badaik and Loshon Taisus, that Taisus says that he'll be Nami Mafsid. Not that he's Mafsid. He Mafsid is Loshon in the future. Loshon Asid, he'll be later on Mafsid. If later on, when let's say the Isha doesn't have her shtar ksuba, she loses her shtar ksuba. If we don't have the shtar ksuba with Fanenu anymore, we don't. Then the Baal would be able to say Parati. With a migu. And therefore, he doesn't want the Isha to hold the ksuba that will be able to be mafkia his migu, and he wouldn't be able to tie it later on, parati. The Siva says, Lefi zeh, it's betur, it's the kasha on the rivet from the sugid of Zayin and Beis. We said that there was a kasha, the rivet shita is, that by teich zmanet, halacha is, you can't tie it parati. So there's a kasha from the sugid of Zayin and Beis, and the sugid of Zayin and Beis is talking about an Isha b'chayi b'ayla. Afal pikein, the halacha is before that we chayish the paroyim when there's a star with an afila saksuba, there's a race in the afila, we chayish even though it's a teich zmanay. And then we said that the tumim and the ktsayis, they ask, even if the shach, says that the ravid agrees in a case when the star falls. The ravid is only talking about a case with his side edus. They say over here, the chayish is also side edus. We see the isha yeshev is tachas bailo, so we know that the ish is chayiv der tsuba, and we know that it's teich zmanay. So it says in the Sivis that there's nothing shvar from the sugya. It says in the Sivis, the field we just explained in Taisis, the sugya over there is not discussing whether or not you can say parati. It's poshit, it's anyhow my sebezdin. You can't say parati anyhow, you anyhow have to pay. Mar's not saying, it's teich zmanay, poshit you have to pay. The Mar's not discussing whether or not you have to pay up the chayv or not. The whole nidin of the sugya is only the gabi giving back the shtar. The rabbi doesn't discuss what did is by giving back the shtar. The rabbi is just discussing whether or not you never to say parati. And that true says in the Sivis, we don't find any makar from the Gemara in Zayin that someone's demand to say parati on the chayv. Because the Fiat Tesis learns, in a Chanami, we're not discussing a nidain of saying parati on the chayv, we're just discussing a nidain of giving back the shtar. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara discusses. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says, there's a raya from the Mishnah, there's a raya to the Mishnah, to Rabbi Yechonon's halacha. Mishnah says, I see a get any my ksuba, even though you don't have a ksuba, gave a ksuba. And Abaye says that no. Abaye says that l'chayyur there's no raya, because maybe the Mishnah can be talking about b'makom she'in kaysin ksuba askinon, the get tainu ksubasa. In a place where you don't write a ksuba, so then how do you have a raya for the ksuba? The raya for the ksuba is the get. The shtar ksuba is kidu the get, kidu the shtar ksuba. It's in a place where the minig is not to write a ksuba, but in a place where you write the ksuba, where the shtar ksuba, the raya whether or not the ksuba was paid up or not is the ksuba itself. Maybe then you have to have the ksuba. Maybe there's no din of a tainach amai spes and lo yamakom. So Rashi explains. Rashi says that why not? Rashi explains why could you not be goyve? Rashi says there's two svars. Either uchayshish that maybe she'll use the ksuba to be goyve again later on. In a chanami, maybe it wasn't paid up yet. But the halacha is that I don't have to pay you until you give me the ksuba back. I can taina. You can't come and ask me to pay you if you don't give me back the ksuba. But we're chayshish that maybe tomorrow, maybe your ksuba is in your pocket, and tomorrow you're going to take it out and be tevea ksuba and be tevea again. Inami says Rashi shum di boy amar pratiya. So Rashi says that there's two chedushim in Rabbi Yechonon's halacha. Taisus is myrich about this also. That there's two chedushim in Rabbi Yechonon's halacha. One chedush is that we're not chayshish that was already paid up, And the second chiddush, which Rashi brings first, is that maybe this halacha, which has to do with the sugya of kaisiv and shayvar, that a person has a right, a meschayev, a loyev has a right to say that I'm not paying you up until you give me back my shtar, because I'm scared you're going to use the shtar on me again. So therefore, there's a svar to say that b'makom shel kaisiv ksuba, the baal has a right to tell the isha, I'm not paying you your ksuba until you give me back that shtar ksuba, because I'm scared that you're going to write it up again, and the isha can't taina that I want to write you a shayvar. I'll write you a shayvar. I'll write you a shtar that you paid. I'll write you a receipt. But the Baal says, maybe I'm going to lose it. I want that shtar back, that you don't have a koyach against me. So the Maram Shif just speaks out, that Rashi speaks out these two chadushim. We weren't, the Mishnah that we were bringing a raya from Itziya Gev Eini Maksuba is not any proof to this. The whole noise of the sugya, says the Maram Shif, is whether or not, like Rashi, the second reason of Rashi, whether or not it was paid. There's no raya b'chlal from this whole sugya, whether or not we're going to be the noise of Kais and Shaiva or not. And therefore says Ram Shiv, Rashi is adding an extra chiddush, it seems, but the ikur noisa of the sugi of Atayinach HaMaisa Noyim HaKulam is like the second thing of Rashi says, whether or not you never to say parati. And the Gemara goes on, and Abai says that no, I'm chayzer, there is a good raya. Because if the halacha would be that Makam Shekais is ksuba, the halacha is you can only gaiva with the ksuba, so how does Almanim and Erisin, which the minig was, even if the makom shekais ksuva, almanim and erusin, you didn't write a ksuva. How could almanim and erusin be goyve? Over there, there's no way to be goyve. Litev aleim pratia. Why can't you tie the parati over there? Elam and Elamai says, Abai, you could tie the parati. My ilucham et takanosam. What did it help if the chazal made a takano that arusa has a ksuba and the gemara is mayachtet? Dan, whether or not arusa has a ksuba or not. The Gemara comes out, there's no real clear raya b'chlal that Arusa has a ksub. A Taisvis, in the Ramas Almodim and Erisim, but my Gabi asks a kasha. L'chayra, why is the Gemara bringing a raya dafka from Almodim and Erisim? We understand why we don't bring a raya from a grusha, because a grusha, Abai says, a grusha, you could use the get as a ksuba. But ask Taisvis, why can you bring a raya from Almodim and Erisim? Why do you have to bring a raya dafka for an almanim and an erisin? So Taisa says that the Gemara wanted to bring dafka raya from a makam shekaisin ksuba, because for makam shein kaisin ksuba, since they were never misakat to write a ksuba in that place, so it's poshit that a toynach ha'maisin bezim lo yamaklom, even without the svar of kita hainu ksubasa, that in a place of makam shein kaisin ksuba, it's very mistavra, that there should be halacha of Tainach HaMaisa Bezim Lo Yamaklom, because there's no way to prove whether or not the ksuba was paid up. So it's mistavro that the halacha should be that you should be not nema to say parati. Masha ain kain in b'makom shekaisik ksuba over there. B'makom shekaisik ksuba means the minig was in that place they wrote a ksuba. So there the chayr the svar should be that you shouldn't be nema, and therefore the Gemara is bringing a raya that it's muchach that you nemon, that you're not nema to say parati even without the ksuba, because if by in b'makom shekais ksuba, the halacha would be that you need to be bring dafka to ksuba as a raya that there's no paroim, then they should have been misaket to write the ksuba by almanim and erusin also, because almanim and erusin also has no way to prove that there was no paroim at ksuba. So the Gemara says, Taisus, the Gemara wants to bring a raya dafka b'makom shekais ksuba, where there that's where the Gemara is in nida in whether or not there's a dira of a tenach ha'maisi bezal yamakom b'makom shein kais ksuba. The Gemara is very mucha to hear that there will be a halacha of tenach ha'maisi bezal yamakom even without the svar of kita hainu ksubasa. That's what the Gemara is in Eden. So the Gemara's right is this, that if the halacha is akaponim, b'makom shekaisik ksuba, that you need a ksuba dafka to bring a raya, then they should have been kaisik ksuba even by Amano ben Aresin also. Arusa, they should have wrote a ksuba also by Arusa, but how is she going to be able to prove it? Elamai, mochach, that a toynach ha'mais best, and even b'makom shekaisik ksuba is also by Amaklum. That's Taisus Mahalach. The Ramban says a different pshat. The Ramban says that once it's been on a suin, then the halacha is that we don't have any tainabis by men. And so, and kozman she's yeshiv tachtov m'sham shasi, she's living by the baal. The halacha is that we're not chayshish b'chal for peroin. There's no tzad that he was perea ksuba. And says the Ramban, even if maybe we're chayshish that right before he died, he sees he's dying, so he'll want to give her the ksuba, he gave her the ksuba right before. So then says the Ramban, he should have watched out. He should have wrote a clear shaybar. He should have made sure to get a clear shaybar from the isha. So by a case where it's min on a suin, says the Ramban, we're not choshish b'chal for peroin. And Elamai is a choshash peroin semachamis, so the baal should have been zar. Masha'ikin, the Gemara's rise from Arusa. Arusa is not Yeshiv Tachtov. Over there it is, ba'emes a choshash peroin. It seems from the Ramban holds it, Kozman, the Isha's Yeshiv is Tachtov, then there's no tzad that he gave her a ksuba. He gives a ksuba only when he thinks that he's going to be megarisher or he thinks he's about to die. And therefore, it says the Rambam, by the suin, where she's yeshev is tachtav m'sham shasim, we're not chayshev paroyim. Mars raya is dafka, by yeshev is tachtav m'sham shasim, we don't have a kasha my ilu cham atakanasam. Good, you're not nemon. We're not chayshev paroyim calls my yeshev tachtav m'sham shasim. It's not a normal thing to make a paroyim. And therefore, we're not chayshish v'chlal that the Baal's going to have any hefzid. It's not a normal thing to make a paroyim. Asha inkein, by almanim and erusim, and over there, there's a tzad. By arusa, there's a tzad paroyim. There is a kasha. There is a problem of a toyin acham ha'isa bezdin. There is a raya that must be a toyin acham ha'isa bezdin layam ha'klom. But if not, over there, you should be chayshish for paroyim.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.